going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Steelers, the Browns, and possibly the Vikings could be involved in a trade around Kirk Cousins. We all know by now Kirk Cousins is the backup quarterback in Atlanta after being benched in favor of Michael Penix. Kirk Cousins has a large contract still. That's why it's been difficult to move on from him. He, of course, has, I believe, a no-trade clause, too. I think he has the ability to kind of pick his destination. Cleveland at one point was interested already, but they balked at the contract. But now Diana Rossini, as we're a little over 24 hours away from the opening round of the NFL draft here in 2025, that the Browns are still looking into it. The Steelers are looking into it. And the Minnesota Vikings. We'll get to the Vikings in a second, because what the heck is that telling us? Let me start with the Browns. Cleveland was at one point weeks ago interested based on reporting, and they chose to just bring in Joe Flacco, and they traded for Kenny Pickett. Yep. So what, they're gonna have Pickett, Flacco, and Kirk Cousins?
Maybe they want a real answer?
What's going on there? You're gonna draft Travis Hunter maybe at two, and then you're gonna bring in Kirk Cousins for 1 year? The Steelers makes a ton of sense, right? Are they confident Aaron Rodgers is going to come back and play? Is he retiring? Are they done with waiting? Kirk Cousins in Pittsburgh would be the best possible landing spot, I actually think, for Cousins, because he would have nobody, you know, that could potentially replace him in season if he doesn't perform well. Whereas the Vikings, we can get to McCarthy in a second, but let's say they even just gave him the starting job in week one. There's a chance if you don't perform, you could be replaced just like Michael Penix replaced you by J.J. McCarthy. So Pittsburgh, to me, is the best spot for Kirk Cousins. Now, out of all those teams, who needs Kirk Cousins the most? Also, Pittsburgh. So what do you make of this report from Diana Rossini, who's well-connected in the league?
I mean, the first two teams make all the sense in the world to me. Like, those teams just felt like teams that have picked up quarterbacks to make sure that they technically have a quarterback on the roster gold, not like feel confident about it or like their choices or anything outside of that, right? Just like he's a physical body that they have available to them, the end. The Vikings is the most telling one. I actually think Kirk Cousins probably should just go be a Steeler. Try to get yourself traded there. Then you kill the Aaron Rodgers thing. Aaron Rodgers is forced to retire because then he's got nowhere to be. I don't think you're losing the job. I don't think they'd also be like, yeah, Aaron, you know what? Come on by and let's see what happens. And let's take you in again as like a warm body. No, if they go and get Kirk Cousins, they're kind of done. And he knows he can be a starter there. And I'll be honest, I think he'd probably have success. There are weapons there. It's a good organization. Even Russell Wilson finds him way into postseasons there in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So sure, that makes sense to me. The Browns, it's just like, they're stuck in no man's land. I think the Browns really want a Cam Ward, and that they're going to end up trading back for Sanders or Jackson Dart or whoever they liked second best. And they wouldn't hate the idea of a saltier veteran than Joe Flacco in order to do it, or Kenny Pickett. And I kind of respect that. I probably wouldn't make the move if I was the Browns. I just draft one. The Vikings, I told you from the beginning, all they do is make moves that makes it seem like they don't like J.J. McCarthy. Everything they do indicates They're just like constantly looking for someone.
In fairness, they haven't made any other moves.
No. I meant the rumored moves.
Okay.
They're having meetings with Aaron Rodgers. They're entertaining trading for Kirk Cousins.
Gotcha.
All of it somehow is like circled in this, like, we don't really trust J.J. McCarthy, but we don't want you to know it yet. We're not so untrusting of them that we're willing to make the moves, but there is some doubt, either health or play, with J.J. McCarthy. I'm not sure which one it is. But the Vikings have cast some doubt on their trust in him.
I think it's fair. Yeah, we don't know what it is. Yeah, either the recovery's going really poorly for McCarthy and in the knee, or they're watching more and more, and they're like, oh boy, he's just not ready. And this is a guy that they spent a premium pick on a year ago. It's one of the two. I agree with you. If, in fact, Kirk Cousins gets brought in. Because if Kirk Cousins gets brought in, he's starting week one for the Minnesota Vikings. But again, if I'm Kirk, while you're familiar with Kevin O'Connell, so you like that, you're familiar with that city, your family obviously spent a great deal of time there and everything. The spot there for Cousins would be a little weird, only because I could see the exact same thing happening to him again. As in, he doesn't perform well. He might just not have it anymore. And it's J.J. McCarthy replacing him in week 10 of the season, just like Michael Penix did down in Atlanta. And that's why if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm hoping Aaron Rodgers either doesn't decide or just announces he's retiring soon. And then the Steelers say, all right, Atlanta, what's going to take?
We can't actually start Mason Rudolph, even though we're telling teams that.
Because I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to get benched for Mason Rudolph.
I think what's really important in the Kirk Cousins part of it, one, he's just like he's a pro's pro, right? I think everybody's established that, knows that about it. The Steelers should still be in the drafting a quarterback department, and I think they will be.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the general lack of readiness out of those guys, bringing in Kirk Cousins to be the starter for a full year while you kick it with Jackson. So you don't rush Kenny, you don't Kenny Pickett this thing. So you just let Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe or whoever, right? Sanders, and let him sit behind Kirk Cousins and make sure that he's comfortable. That actually seems like a really smart... This is why I feel like he'll end up in Pittsburgh. The Steelers are a smart organization. You know what that seems like? A smart way to go about business. We take our quarterback, we feel trust in it, we think he needs development, we let Kirk Cousins do it for a year. Because if it's Mason Rudolph, they're going to be coming for his head. Like, if it's Mason Rudolph and then Sanders is behind him, let's just say they tried to do that, he's not going to... I mean, pitchforks outside of Heinz Field or whatever the hell it's called now.
Yeah, Acquisure or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Acquisure. They should have stuck with it. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Whoever's writing the check.
I get it.
It'll always be Heinz Field, which was also a sponsor, obviously. But yeah, this one seems, the fact that it's coming out now, this one I actually expect to happen. Like, I actually believe by this end of this week, Kirk Cousins could be moved. Do you guys think, or you think it's going to take a little bit longer?
I think it's way too awkward to leave him on the roster. So I think this week. I guess you could just, like, if you're the Falcons, wait. And he showed up for voluntary workouts, even though he didn't have to do that. He showed up for voluntary workouts and was like, you know what? I'm here, like it or not, I guess. Part of the reason I think he showed up is because he understands the leverage of like making you uncomfortable. Like, everyone's like, ooh, Kirk.
Yes.
Hey. You remember, like, this is the equivalent of like you're at a high school party and everybody didn't invite the one kid, but he found out anyway, and you're like, oh, glad you made it. And nobody actually wanted you at the party. I mean, that's the equivalent of what Kirk is doing to them. He is forcing them into an awkward situation.
No, it's
I
all
think
part of
trying
plan.
To get traded.
It's
I think
all
he's
part
also
of
a
plan.
Stand-up guy. You know, I think he's going to show up. It's just who he is.
You just think he shows up to work? I don't know, man. I would say
Kirk
that,
is.
Yeah, but I mean, he also just, like, he took Wednesdays off or whatever the hell in the middle of the season. What was the day he took off? What was Kirk's day?
I think it was
Remember,
Wednesdays.
We learned that in Netflix.
Yeah. I think it was Wednesdays.
And
he just took the whole day off. He just didn't show up to work. He just like took it off. It's kind of crazy.
And he's on that quarterback show again this year. So we'll see.
I did see that. I am fascinated because no matter where he ends up, he's kind of an interesting character at the end of last year, because in that season, he's going to get benched. And as you remember, because they had Mahomes winning the Super Bowl, it went a little different. They just like stopped showing Mariota for the last like four episodes of that show. Cause I think maybe everyone was uncomfortable, or I don't know.
Oh, he left town.
Yeah,
didn't he go back to Hawaii or something?
Yeah, he did.
He like just got the heck out. He's like, I'm done. I doubt Kirk Cousins did that. Kirk Cousins, again, was on the sideline holding a clipboard or whatever, and seemed like he was being a good teammate to Michael Penix in that moment. But obviously, he wants to start again. He doesn't want to sit there, and I don't think he'll end up being the backup in Atlanta by the time we get to week one either. But that's the latest from Diana Racine.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing.
But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.